Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boomer and Gio.
BT and Sal.
Devin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with yours truly, Pete Hoffman. Follow me at HoffWFAN. The New York Yankees lose another unbelievably low-scoring game. 1-0 in 11 innings. Where's the offense? Where's the offense? And guess what? The biggest issue I have with this game, and it's going to start to go on much deeper and deeper into the season and go further and further. Ron Washington did something that a lot of teams have yet to do, and that is intentionally walk Aaron Judge, because there's no one else that's really going to beat you the way that Aaron Judge is. So why pitch to him? He's in that Barry Bonds mode. Walk him. And they did that twice towards the end of this game and took the bat out of Aaron Judge's hand. That is a concern. That is a worry, because if Aaron Judge is not producing for this team and not hitting home runs in clutch spots, no one is. No one is. I mean, you got a gift. You got a gift in the ninth inning. Okay? It's 0-0 still in the ninth inning. But you got a gift with a Giancarlo Stanton leadoff double. It's basically the California rules, the new rules that Manfred has put into place in extra innings. You basically got that in the ninth inning. It's the bottom of the inning, and you lead off with a double, and so you got a runner at second base. You put in Jason Dominguez in there to give you that speed, and you get absolutely nothing. You can't score a run. Jazz Chisholm, strikeout. Anthony Volpe, fielder's choice. And then Austin Wells, strikeout. I mean, you talk about an embarrassment in that ninth inning. And it was the whole game, really. There was just not enough offense. It was nothing. And it's been going on for four games now in a row, with five games if you want to count the Kansas City game, the last Kansas City game, as they won 1-0 in Kansas City. But it's been four games in a row where they've lost. And there is concern here, because you know, deep down inside, Yankee fans, you know this. It's not about the loss. It's not about losing games. Everyone loses games. Yes, of course. Is this game bigger than any other game in the regular season? I mean, if they miss out on the playoffs, yes, maybe this game you could pinpoint back to. Or if they miss out on the division, yeah, maybe you could pinpoint back to this one. But in general, is this game going to be the one that's like, oh, they lost and didn't get to where they wanted to go because of that game back on June 16th versus the Angels, wow, that really screwed them. Probably not. But the thing that you have to look at is deeper into this game and why they lost. The pitching was great. What else could you ask more out of Clark Schmidt? You got what you wanted. You got everything you wanted from Clark Schmidt. 7 2/3. Maybe only 3 strikeouts, whatever. Efficient. 4 hits in 7 2/3. No walks. I mean, what do you want the guy to do? Do you want him to get a bat too? Cruz, Devin Williams, all zeros. All zeros. Loaisiga on the second inning. Give him a second inning? Yeah, he gives up a run. Okay. But the first inning was clean. What else do you want the pitching to do? They did everything and more. The offense is stuck right now, and that is a concern because, you know, come playoff time, there's one guy that you know is going to be there, and he showed up today. He finally came back, Giancarlo Stanton, who went 2-for-4. Hello, that you much needed there. But he's the one guy, that's the one bat in the playoffs that seems to always be there, seems to always be around, seems to be Mr. Consistent, seems to come up in the big moments is Giancarlo Stanton, and that's perfect. Aaron Judge seems to come up small, and that's the point is in the playoffs, he's not as big, not as consistent, not really getting those big hits, big home runs, and it reminds you of, look at the rest of this lineup. Who's going to be the guy, if it's not Giancarlo Stanton and it's not Aaron Judge, who's the guy that's going to step up? And right now, it seems to be nobody. Nobody continues to step up. And you look up and down the roster these days, and once Trent Grisham, who was on fire at one point in time, he's come back down to earth. You know, he's only got like 4 hits in the past 6 games. You go to Ben Rice, he's batting 229 now. Jess Chisholm, I know, just came back. He's had the injury and issue. He's still batting 225. He did have 3 hits today, which was good. But LeMahieu, Wells, I mean, it's really, there's two hitters on this team. It's Aaron Judge and Paul Goldschmidt. And again, Paul Goldschmidt didn't get a start again, back-to-back days, which I'm not sure if there's any concern there at all, but it doesn't seem like it because he ended up coming into the game and getting 2 at-bats, but he did get out. But it's Goldschmidt and Judge. Those are the guys who've been hitting consistently. And the rest of the team. And that is a concern going forward because you know that come playoff time, and that's the whole thing is, come playoff time, it's the same MO. When is it going to change? What are they going to have to do to bring other people onto this roster to create more offense in big spots? It can't just be on Aaron Judge, because if you look at what Ron Washington did today, he nailed it. He took the bat out of Aaron Judge's hand, and you could do that every game. You could just say, like, you know what? We're not pitching you today. Whether we pitch around you, we just intentionally walk you. That's it. Game over. We killed your offense. So why do we get somebody on base? No big deal. We know no one else is going to drive them in. It's fine. So the Yankees have some severe issues with that. Is it panic mode? Question. I mean, the Yankee fans, are we in panic mode? Are we in, whoa, we have, there's got to be a strategy come trade deadline, and it can't just be for a bullpen arm. We've got to get some more bats in this lineup. Fair question. And on the other side of town, we have the New York Mets, who are also in a panic mode too. Because let's be honest, you can sit there and talk about the Yankees offense and how if it's not for Aaron Judge, you don't do anything. I'm sorry, but the pitching lab, I love it. It seemed to be working out really well the past year and a half. But there's just some pitchers that it doesn't make a difference what you do. This goes back to, you know, I think it was, who was it? I'm trying to remember the pitching coach that said he could give him Victor Zambrano for 5 minutes and he could change the way he pitches. Rick Peterson. Give him 5 minutes, he'll fix it. That never happened. Victor Zambrano was not a very good pitcher for the New York Mets. And it turned into a waste of a trade. Gave up Scott Kazmir. Not saying he had the best career, but would have loved to have seen Scott Kazmir in a Mets jersey for a little bit. See what he could do. That being said, though, I mean, that's what this the pitching lab doesn't always work out. And that's what we have to remember. Listen, Griffin Canning was a really good story, had some really good starts, was pitching well, you know, still had some moments where in question, like, okay, you know, is he, there's too much contact. You know, the A's game where when they're in Sacramento or wherever they're playing now, you sit there and go, you know what? Mendoza tried to give more and push more innings out of Griffin Canning, and he just can't go that far. There's a limit to him. Maybe he's just a 4 or 5 inning pitcher, and that's it, because once you get past a certain point, he's just garbage. Well, that's kind of what he's been like lately, except that we're not getting to the fifth or sixth inning. It's happening in the fourth inning. It's happening in the third inning, and we're back to reality. Frankie Montas, I don't want to see that guy in the majors anytime soon, and he might get called up. I mean, he's definitely not ready. I looked at his numbers the other day. I think it was in 13 innings pitched. I believe his ERA is over 12. It's over 12. His whip is like 2.34. And you're going to bring this guy to the majors? You're going to call him in? You're about to face your rivals in the Braves, in the Phillies, and you're going to call in Frankie Montas. Why? First of all, somebody that no one asked for. No one was like, who would be a really good rebound, a really good project? Frankie Montas. That's the way to go. Nobody asked for it, but you got him. You brought him in here. But with these numbers, you're gonna call him up? Listen, I understand. You got guys like Tyler McGill. You got Paul Blackburn, who has been a bum since that first game he got called up with LA. He had a good 5 innings. That was fantastic. But now you've seen him in the bullpen, and he can't pitch out of the bullpen. But I don't also trust him in a regular season start anyway. I don't really trust Paul Blackburn, period. And that's the thing, is there's a lot of guys that I don't trust and are getting starts. That's going to be the pitching rotation for a while. Remember, Kodai Senga is down for a little bit. Manaea is not back yet. Clay Holmes is only going 5 deep now for a while. I'm telling you right now, this has been going on for a little bit. And this is what I said. You can kill me over and over and over, but I said this in the beginning of the season. Clay Holmes is not a starting pitcher. He's an opener. And we're hitting that point now where it's proven he is an opener. He's going to get you as much length as possible, but that might only be 4 innings. That maybe he gets you 5. Maybe on a good day, you get 5 innings out of Clay Holmes, but that's an issue because you can't run Clay Holmes out for 5 innings one day, pull Blackburn out for a third of an innings because he sucks the next day. You can't run out Frankie Montas for an inning and 2/3 because he gives up 8 runs. You can't have Tyler McGill then go out there and fight through 3 2/3. And then, oh, yeah, David Peterson might give you 9 in his start. But that's not enough. David Peterson is the only reliable pitcher right now for the New York Mets. That's it. That's all you have. Everybody else in this rotation, it's all flip of a coin. Can they give me more than 5 innings today? Can they not allow 17 runs in 2 innings? Is that possible? It doesn't feel possible. And, again, go back to the pitching lab. It's all good. It's all gravy when it works, but it's not going to work for everybody. And sometimes you got to take the L and you have to just move forward and say, this isn't working. What's the next step? Who's the next guy? Is there somebody younger that we can bring up? Is there somebody else that we can bring up to the majors and say, you know what, let's give you a shot? Because we've seen already what Paul Blackburn can do. We've already seen what Tyler McGill can do. And it's not good. It's not good. You want to sit there and say, oh, well, the defense that hasn't helped out a lot lately. The hitting has been a little, you know, atrocious lately. I don't care. If you're giving up 4 runs in a third of an inning, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. If you give up, you know, 8 runs in an inning and 2/3, you're going to lose. That just is how it goes. And unfortunately right now, the Mets are in this path. They just had a great, they won 15 out of 18 games. You got to be excited for the Mets and what they've accomplished. But now they have this three-game stretch for the, versus the Rays that bring them back down to earth. The pitching looks totally overmatched by the Rays' offense. Totally overmatched. I mean, Paul Blackburn put the stamp of hell on this series in game one on Friday when he went in there and got one out and gave up four runs after taking a 5-1 lead. Like, it was smooth sailing. It's exactly where the Mets wanted you to be. And instead, momentum flipped and the rest of the series went downhill. And now you're going off, in a direction where you're facing the Braves and the Phillies. And that's not going to be easy. You're on the road for, what, six straight games? And then you're back home against the Braves again. It's just, this is a terrible stretch for the Mets. And I'm not convinced that they're going to get by these next, was it, nine, 10 games versus the Phillies and the Braves and go unscathed. If they're 5-5, I'll be happy. Because I don't trust the pitching. I just don't. And when you play with fire, eventually you get burnt. That's how it goes. And they've gotten burnt a little bit here and there, but it feels like they're about to catch fire in a bad way. It feels like this thing's all about to blow up. And again, David Stearns, I respect it, but maybe it's time to stop experimenting and time to look at really what else is out there and bring in somebody that has a little bit more stability. I understand the reason why you didn't go for Corbin Burnes. That exact reason where, hey, I don't want to give somebody a pitcher, an older pitcher, 7 years because you just never know when they're going to need Tommy John and screw things up and be out for a season. Okay, but look at the Yankees. Gerrit Cole went out all season long. He's been out all season. Tommy John had a long contract. They have Max Fried, Rodon's been pitching well, Clark Schmidt's been having his moments, Will Warren's had some ups and downs as well. But the point is you still got to bring in somebody that you know you can rely upon. Shomanai is supposed to be that reliable pitcher, but he got hurt. Clay Holmes, we don't really know what we are expecting all season long. We just know that he's been doing well, and now they're slowly controlling his pitch count. What? So that he could be ready for the playoffs. Well, if you start losing a ton of games, you're going to be in a bad spot. And you might not be in the playoffs. And right now, is that highly unlikely? Do you want to know something? Yes. Because every time the Mets seem to be always trending up, something goes poop and they go right down. And that's just typically how Mets fans have had to live their lives. We don't want that bad taste in our mouths anymore. But give us a reason to go the other way. Give us a reason for more confidence. Give us a big check. Be like, you know what? We appreciate, listen, the crowds are there. The fan base is there. Don't screw it up. Don't allow the Met fan to be negative. So find a way to fix it. If this means that Paul Blackburn's got to get his ass cut, or if Tyler McGill's got to get his ass cut, or whatever the case is, and you have to bring in somebody else. Listen, trades have been going on. Rafael Devers just got traded to the Giants. So there's wheeling and dealing you can start to do right now. You know a couple teams that are already out of the playoffs. Sandy Alcantara, not for nothing, but he's pitched a lot better the last three out of the last four games, he's pitched a lot better. You know what? Maybe he's figured something out. Maybe now's the time to go make that move for Sandy. Bringing him in here. Give up. You have three guys that are fighting for third base. You got Mark Vientos. You got Ronnie Mauricio. You got Brett Beatty. Tell one of them, see ya. Sandy Alcantara, get your ass over here and start pitching some games for the New York Mets. Whatever it takes. But give us that level of confidence that you're not just messing around. That's the message to David Sturgis. Let's not mess around. Let's get back to a level of success. Let's get back to a level where I feel confident in what the pitching staff was doing, you know, up until about a week ago. And this is not like a quick, like, oh, well, what a quick reaction to a three-game stretch, you know. No, this is – Griffin Canning's now shown you this has been going on for a little bit with him, okay? Let's go through Griffin Canning's past few starts. It ain't very sexy, all right? It sucks to say that. It sucks to say that Griffin Canning has had his issues, but it's the truth. As I can't open up his page right now. Let's see. Let's see. Let's go through Griffin Canning really quickly before we say goodbye, because it's been pissing me off. I apologize for the delay in this.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, here we go. Griffin Canning's last few starts. Let's go. So he did against the Dodgers, 6 innings. That was great. That was June 4th. But the two before that, okay, May 23rd, 2 2/3, he got blown up. 4 walks. I don't remember how many hits he gave up, but his ERA was 10.13, so gave up over 3 runs in that 2 2/3 innings. Then versus the White Sox, he goes 3 innings, gives up another 3 runs, loses the game. Versus Washington, 5 1/3, but still gave up about 3 or 4 runs. And then versus Tampa the other day, he just got shelled. You're talking about 4 out of the last 5 starts, Griffin Canning has looked like absolute crap. So please, this is not a small sample size. This is not something that we're sitting here going, oh, well, you're just panicking from a week or a bad weekend. No, this is 4 bad starts by Griffin Canning, 4 of his last 5 starts. And we can go through Tyler McGill's numbers. They're just never good, okay? And like I said, Clay Holmes has started to come back down to earth too. So you got a bunch of pitchers who are now starting to come back to earth, and that's scary because the hitting wasn't there this weekend. All right, enough. We'll get back to it tomorrow. Let's see what happens with the games. But for now, I appreciate you guys for checking this out. Again, it's Pete Hoffman with you on WFAN Daily. Tune in to Boomer Geo, BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki. Everybody, they're going to be talking about this stuff all day. So definitely go check them out on WFAN or the Odyssey app, where you can find any cool podcasts if you'd like to. Even the Rico Brony, this is where you can find WFAN Daily or any place that you download to get your podcast. So I appreciate that. Again, I will be on air Saturday mornings, like I always am, between 2 and 5 a.m. And you can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. Until next time, I will see you later. Thank you for listening. And watching and streaming.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.